Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Richie Zisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Chiles. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jeff Zahn. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knapp. Carew moves to third. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Shiles moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shiles scores. Cubbage moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Knapp covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0 for 1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilfong. Soderholm moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it and throws to second for the out. Soderholm moves to third. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bostock. Garr reaches second base with a double. Soderholm scores. Orta scores. Essien moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ron Schuler now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Essien tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, White Sox. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Royal Stillman now playing left field. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-1 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knapp fires to first and picks off Hile. One out. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Childs hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a fly ball into left field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into right field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilfong bunts towards third. Soderholm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smalley moves to second. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Smalley moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up towards short. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Orta. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Wilfong applying the tag. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Essien hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Bannister moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Stillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nordhagen for the out. Johnson moves to third. Soderholm moves to second. One out. Jeff Holley now pitching. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Smalley reaches third base with a triple. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilfong takes first base on ball 4. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Cusick now playing first base. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Johnson now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Smalley, and towards Wilfong, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Stillman moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stillman moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stillman scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Oscar Gamble pinch runs for Richie Zisk. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gamble moves to second. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Eric Soderholm. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jack Broemer now playing third base. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Orta hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Royal Stillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stillman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hile hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stillman. Hile reaches second base with a double. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shiles hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.